Now, here's a question. When is a taxi not a taxi? Well, a question that's been playing on the minds of officials in the Belgian capital, Brussels. An American firm recently launched its smartphone app in the city, allowing ordinary drivers to share their car with a stranger for a small amount of money. Uber Pop, as it's called, is cheaper than taking a cab, and so has proven popular with Belgians, but not, as you might expect, with taxi drivers. So the local authority has banned it. Many customers of the service are unhappy.
Well, I think it's a bit of an unfair situation due to the fact that Brussels taxi are not many. There are only two companies, and I think that citizens have the right to choose which fare they want to use. The blue taxi and the green taxi are basically monopolizing a bit of the Brussels area taxi condition, and I think that Uber is kind of bringing a bit of more of a competitive spirit. And it's up to the customer to then decide with whom they want to ride.
We're astonished that the Belgian government and the lawmakers are banning Uber from Brussels. It's amazing how they are stopping technical evolution. This is a sad day for us in Belgium. So let's see what the future brings.
Since it's resistance to a new technology which is slowly working its way into everyday lives and people aren't quite comfortable with yet, and even more so people in power. So.
Some unhappy punters there in Belgium. Well, Luigi Morocco, the head of the Brussels cab firm Taxi Blur, says the Uber Pop drivers had an unfair advantage.
We are in favor of this decision because we believe that public transport should be provided by professionals who pay taxes and duties in the country in which they work. As soon as this service is provided by individuals who do not pay any VAT, any taxes or other fees, then there is absolutely no way we could compete on price. You would never accept it if broken or damaged goods were being sold in a shop. Well, this is exactly what is happening with Uber Pop.
Well, the Brussels authority agreed and has sided with taxi drivers and banned Uber Pop. The man in charge of the app in Brussels, Pierre-Dimitri Corcotti, is understandably disappointed.
Uber Pop product has been up and running for around 2 months in Brussels, and the traction we've received on the driver and on the rider side has been quite stunning. And I would say we are convinced that the Uber Pop product is definitely a great addition to the transport ecosystem of the city. I think most importantly, we'll make sure that politicians kind of understand why a product like Uber Pop is definitely proposing an addition for the consumers that makes the city better, and that is actually how we believe transportation is going to look like in the future.
Taxi drivers are a powerful lobby, though. They have often brought many cities to a standstill. Are you concerned that they could end up getting you banned in other cities across Europe?
Of course, you said it. The taxi industry is an industry in many markets that hasn't moved for ages and that is enjoying a monopoly situation. And that monopoly situation is created because you have what we call a numerus clausus in a number of markets. And Brussels is an example. Paris is another example, which means that there's a set number of taxi drivers that can operate in a city. And so, of course, when you have a monopoly like that, any new entrant is going to scare off those established private companies that have been not competing with anyone for ages.
That was Pierre-Dimitri Corcotti there. Well, Brussels is also known as the capital of the European Union, and the continent-wide authority based there has weighed in on the issue too. Ryan Heath is a spokesman for the European Commission. I asked him about new technology disrupting traditional jobs.
We believe that there should be an open mindset to innovation, that if countries in Europe are going to succeed economically, provide growth and jobs for their citizens, then they need to be able to adapt to new ways of doing things and to incorporate new technologies into those ways of doing things. And if you create laws or legal judgments that simply ban new services or new ways of doing things, then in the long run, that's very bad for an economy.
The concern among a lot of taxi drivers, not just in Brussels, but in many European cities and indeed in some cities in the United States, is that this app, this service would be so disruptive that it could potentially cost an awful lot of taxi drivers their jobs.
Well, we hear that about a lot of people who are challenged by different technologies. So I'm not saying that digital change is easy, but at the end of the day, this can be really good for traditional taxi drivers as well. It can be a way for you to connect with regular customers. It can be a way for you to drum up extra business while you're on your shift. There's nothing against people who are already in the system benefiting from this, but at the end of the day, we live in a capitalist system, and part of that is competition. So I'm not trying to drive anybody out of a job, but you can't simply ban competition because you don't feel like participating in it.
Is there a generational difference here as well, that many young people are willing to embrace these kinds of services, but older people, for example, possibly don't have a smartphone or even a computer and aren't going to book a cab on an app, and so they will want those kind of more traditional ways of getting about protected?
Absolutely. I think the traditional taxi industry will remain the large part of the industry for decades to come, probably. I don't predict its demise at all. And at the end of the day, Brussels is also a very cosmopolitan city. It's a very interesting city. It has a high level of unemployment, but also a very, very large middle and upper middle class. So it's a perfect mix of people who want to use taxis. It's also quite a small city with not a lot of parking. So there are not many advantages to having your own car in the center of Brussels. So taxis are a very popular option. And if competition like Uber or any other competitor means that people can get those services more easily instead of having their own car emitting more fumes into the environment and more carbon dioxide contributing to global warming, then it's a good thing that there's an alternative out there.
That's Ryan Heath there from the European Commission in Brussels.
For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.